As long as you're holding onto a painful past, that painful past is also holding onto you. Escape. Let it go. And that is the thought for today. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's episode of 7 Good Minutes, we have a great message on the power of letting go of your past. Enjoy.
The Tao Te Ching, the main Taoist scripture, was written by a mysterious sage named Lao Tzu. There are countless ways in which we can interpret this text. One way is to see it as a guide for a ruler. What characterizes the passages of the Tao Te Ching regarding governance is that Lao Tzu puts emphasis on ruling by not ruling, as he compared governing a country with frying a small fish. Too much poking spoils the meat. He argued that when a ruler tightens his grip on the people, all kinds of negative side effects will occur. We see that people become distrustful towards one another when the government is too patronizing. And when it's too intrusive, people become rebellious. But when a leader is unobtrusive and acts with integrity, then people will become whole, as they are granted the space to naturally evolve. It's clear that Lao Tzu favors a passive form of governance, which doesn't just apply to ruling a state, but also to the governance of ourselves. Because letting things go is the key to let nature do the work, which applies to any level. In this video, I would like to show you several ways in which Taoism shows us the power of letting go. The first one is the art of non-doing. The Taoist concept of Wu Wei can be explained as effortless action, or the so-called flow state, but also as non-doing, or knowing when to act and when not to. When we take a critical look at ourselves, we see that the need for control prevails in many areas of life. We feel the need to control our pets, our children, our gardens, our video games, in some cases our partners, and first and foremost, our future. Now, control isn't always a bad thing. In order to survive, we need to exert our influence on the environment to some extent. Especially self-control can lead us in a positive direction. Without control, human civilization would probably never have occurred. But too much of it doesn't get us anywhere. It seems that we systematically underrate the natural influences that lie at the basis of our daily lives. We can't control everything, and many things happen when we stop controlling them. Let's take a tree, for example. We can plant it, we can water it, we can add some fertilizer and make sure it's exposed to enough sunlight. But any more intervention would only damage the process, because we interrupt nature from doing its job. Another example is attraction. The first step to attracting someone is simply showing ourselves, so that the person we want to attract knows that we exist. Then, attraction either happens or not. When attraction is there, one can easily blow it by taking too much action. Attraction is a natural phenomenon that is beyond our control. It absolutely cannot be enforced. Instead, it has to grow or erupt spontaneously. And there's only one way to let the seed of attraction grow into a beautiful tree, which is not intervening, aside from the occasional watering. Silence makes the heart grow fonder. That's why letting go is vital in relationships, because by letting go, we give space to the forces of the universe to unfold. After a fight, for example, anger naturally erodes. And when trust is breached, one cannot enforce restoration. It has to grow back naturally. So letting go makes the difference between controlling and allowing. The second one is embracing change. The Taoists were very aware that life unfolds in a constant movement between opposites, between high and low, light and dark, yin and yang. There isn't much we can do about it, and the most efficient way of living is simply moving along with the waves of existence. The flow of life and its transformations are inevitable, yet we see so many people cling to their circumstances. In the metaphor of the river stream, they hold on tightly to a branch or a rock, afraid to let go, because they want complete control over their position. They simply don't trust the universe. And the consequence of this is a rigid lifestyle. They see life passing them by, including many opportunities for positive change, and they miss out on a lot of fun. As Lao Tzu wrote in the Tao Te Ching, and I quote, "The living are soft and yielding, the dead are rigid and stiff. Living plants are flexible and tender, the dead are brittle and dry." End quote. There are also those who swim against the stream. They are the biggest energy wasters of them all. Perhaps they see honor and virtue in taking an extremely non-agreeable stance in life, but exercising a constant resistance to how the universe unfolds isn't a very efficient way to live, and most likely makes one worn out and miserable.
Please keep in mind, this is about half of the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled View the Full Video on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.